T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I know it's not politically correct to say this, but it is the absolute truth. It is the truth. It's hard to hear, but it's the truth. Back in the day, good old days, you just heard the song.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was pretty important to have a college education.
Yes.
Today, nope.
Tell me what happened. Not. Okay, so here's what happened. Finally, thank you, Jesus. Finally, BJ put up a post that went really wrong.
It reminded me of a Jamie White post.
I know. I'm so happy. It's finally happened to you. I mean, because I tell you, I have takedown posts all the time because they go so wrong. And you're like, I don't get it. But finally, BJ put up a post that said, you know what? You don't need to force your kids to go to college anymore.
You don't have to drill that in their head.
It went so wrong.
You know, in fact, I encourage you not to drill that in their head.
That's where
play it by ear. Let's go. I mean, you can learn a trade. You can do this. You can do that. You don't have to mandatorily have that college degree.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that much anymore. And college, and you know what? You walk out of college and you're $200,000 in the hole.
Well, that is very expensive.
And then,
but if you have a great kid that gets some scholarships, then you don't have to worry about that stuff.
It's been told to us. It's been driven in our mind that you have to go to college if you want to be something. And then just a few days ago, back me up, by the way, a story comes out, get this, of all college degrees that are out there, the average salary for a college graduate, $48,000 a year.
Oof.
Think about it.
You spent all that time.
You're under the impression that it's well over $100,000 when you graduate college, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we've been told or led to believe.
Right.
48 grand average.
Yeah. How long does that take to pay off your loans?
Yeah, $200,000 in the hole. I'm telling you, it's not what it used to be. It doesn't mean that much anymore.
But it should be a goal.
It shouldn't be a goal.
Listen, you give it to them in their heads. Otherwise, they're not going to try in school. So you'd give them this goal in their head, like, okay, you know what? Someday you're going to go to college. And plus, you want them to have an alma mater, you know? Mater. Yeah, you want to have them that, you know, tell them, hey, it's really fun, all these kids. Yes, like, you know, not be a fake Tennessee guy like you.
So you're going to pay $200,000 so you can have a letter sweater.
And don't forget about the beer. College is all about the beer and the parties and the frat houses.
I know people aren't going to agree with me, but I'm telling you, those days are gone. You don't have to have that degree. I mean, okay, if you want it for certain things, but to go $200,000 in a hole, I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, and the thing is, my son, he is what? He's in seventh grade. He's 12 years old. He already knows he's going to Emory Riddle. It's in Florida. It's a flight school. He knows all about it. He knows how many hours he has to go, all this stuff.
Okay, that's a little different, though, because that's a specialized a trade, you know, a career.
Is it Emory Riddle or Emory Brittle?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Sounds like a circus school or something.
I think he's going to school so he can fly one of those planes with the trail on the end and write my name in the sky.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's going to become a sky rider.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? And when you go to because a lot of people get into college and they're there. I did this. You go into college and you're there for a couple of years. You don't even have your major determined yet. You haven't even decided.
Yeah.
But you're already in the hole, you know, all this money. But that's according to the story. Look, I didn't make this up. And you're chastising me on Texnado.
No, they're not.
Well, a couple people are, but I'm way off on the number of on the money. That was a story that came out. You saw it.
I know, but some people are saying, I totally agree with you. I make $150,000 a year and I don't have a college degree. Somebody said I went to a community college and I have a $175,000 a year job. And my husband went to a 4-year job and he makes 100. I don't know. She makes way more is what she wants to say. Yeah. Well, I have 4 dispensaries and I'm worth $2.5 million.
Really?
Yeah. dropped out of high school, started growing weed, four dispensaries worth $2.5 million. What in the hell?
Sure, your mother's proud.
Well, hey, I'm sure his mother is too.
No, I meant that.
Yeah.
No, okay. That's a saying to be sarcastic, but it's not. I meant your mother is proud.
And one thing I will tell you that my son throws in my face.
What?
Is my son will be like, you know, Mom, like, I think it's, I forgot the three people he names. The guy that died of cancer and he started Apple or whatever.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he went to college. My son has three really, really prominent men that are billionaires that he throws in my face and says, Mom, you know they never went to college.
I'm sure, like, Bill Gates did.
Yeah,
I don't know that for a fact.
Three of them.
But like, I don't know. I mean, to each his own, and you can still, you know, hammer on your kids. You need a college education.
You should say that. Because, I think, so they have goals in high school.
Learning a trade. You know that a welder, for an example, those guys are making like, and women, are making like $50, $60 an hour.
Right, but I want my son to stay, hey, listen, I want to do it old school.
I
want him to say, all right, listen, you're going to high school and you have to get good grades because you got to go to college.
Right. Okay.
I'm sticking with the plan. Right. Otherwise, he's going to drop out, get a dispensary, and make $2.5 million.
Honestly, I think you're being somewhat selfish. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, Jamie. I think you're quite selfish with your child and what you are. Let me finish my statement.
I think you suck as a dad all the way around.
Hang on.
With all four boys, you're a sucky-ass dad. That's what I think.
You
bastard.
You are pushing your child just so you can see your name in the sky. You selfish. Keep pushing.
Right.
You just want to see Jamie White up in the sky as he writes it in his.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.